The sound of tumbling aluminum cans is becoming very familiar for MCRC's new head, William Colin Alexander. He graduated from Morehead State this spring with degrees in marketing and Appalachian studies. Alexander says his training so far has given him the chance to drive forklifts, but the most important information comes from picking the brain of Ali Secor, who worked at the center for the last 15 years, spending 10 at its helm. She sees recycling as a good way to keep materials out of the ground and in the economy.
You come at it from a global perspective of helping the environment and saving landfill space. You help the environment because making materials from already made materials as opposed to virgin materials saves a lot of energy and a lot of water usually. Environmentalism is a big driving force. Now, when you get into the actual business of recycling, you know, that's in the background. You have to pay attention to all the different markets. It becomes economics.
The new director has his share of marketing know-how and says so far the biggest problem he's had is communicating the needs and capabilities of the center to those who use it.
People do not necessarily realize how big of a deal recycling paper and cardboard products are to our center. And I'm looking here at the numbers from last quarter, and cardboard made about 50% of our earned income at the center. And it's very difficult to translate that message to people because they feel like trees are renewable, that you shouldn't worry with recycling cardboard because it's just a waste of time, when it's really our big go-to item. Without cardboard, our doors would close tomorrow.
Another problem is that the center can no longer take glass recyclables. Alexander says the market for glass is prone to dramatic fluctuation.
We're in what's known as the Chicago market, and glass is very far down in the Chicago market. Other regions of the United States aren't necessarily having the same problems that we are.
But there's good news, too. Alexander says new grants from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management will bring much-needed upgrades.
We'll be getting a new forklift, we'll be getting a new lift for our truck, and we'll be able to recycle all of the batteries that we currently have, which is an increasingly problematic situation because household batteries are a biohazardous material, so it's really hard to get anyone to take them. And we have a backlog of a lot of batteries in the facility right now, so it'll be nice not only to get those out and recycled, but to free up the space.
And that's a fundamental idea behind recycling. Secor says using space wisely can be a good way for small communities to involve themselves in the big picture.
We're shipping, you know, 3 or 4 truckloads every month of stuff that would have gone in the landfill. So you've got a piece of land out there, you know, you can make it into a landfill or you could do something else with it. That's the opportunity cost. And so if you need more space to bury stuff that could be out in the economy and in the marketplace being used again properly, then that's the way you want to go.
For those who want to learn more, Alexander recommends stopping by.
If you've never been to the facility, you can tour the facility at any time, 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. We have someone there on Saturday as well. And also take advantage of our shredding, and we also offer pickup on Sundays for a monthly charge.
If that interests you, get in touch with Alexander at the Morehead Community Recycling Center. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Arlo Barnett.